Welcome to the Embodiment Conference 2020, also on behalf of the whole team behind the scenes. Thank you for your attention to another amazing presentation about intimacy and relationship. My name is Ilan Stefani and it's my pleasure to be sponsoring this channel, as I deeply believe that aliveness, embodiment, intimacy, relationship are key to individual and global change. My ongoing somatic research is focused on more and more aliveness for each and every one of us. I tune into the fields of collective trauma, of intimacy, of love and rage, shadow work, and higher level of energy. If you are curious about my work, you might want to catch my presentation on this channel as well as on the main stage. And you can also head over to my website, ilanstefani.com. My methods have been described as an embodiment training for warriors. However, you are so welcome to find out yourself. I teach online and in person. I teach in German as well as in English. Thank you for your attention and please enjoy the following presentation.
I really have the honor of introducing Araminta Barber. She is the founder of the most beautiful place called The Sanctuary, a transformational sacred space in Guatemala. She is a lead faculty with ISTA, the International School of Temple Arts, certified Red Tent Women's Guide in Tikini, creator of the Resilience Journey. She has a core passion for radical self-acceptance and the intermarriage of love with power. So please, without any further delay, Araminta Barber, I give it to you. Thank you.
Thank you, Daniela. Can you guys all hear me loud and clear? Yay. Oh, I'm taking a deep breath because I just found out I have 1 hour, not two. So I'm going to dive straight in, you guys, and try to deliver as much value as possible. This workshop is particularly for you. If you're aware that your heart has some armor on it, particularly from potentially heartbreaks, past relationship, different traumas, there's a lot of ways where we kind of contract up our heart to protect ourselves from feeling any more challenging emotions or our vulnerability. My intention for this call is to share with you some embodiment tools that will support you to kind of crack back open to the emotional intelligence within us and to help you see that rather than drowning in those deep emotional intensities, they're really here to provide us with great wisdom. And that despite the intense pain of relationship loss, if we're able to stay fully present and turn towards the difficulties of relationship endings, that there's a ton of gold there for us. A tiny bit of background on me, particularly with my work as lead facilitator with ISTA, I get the honor of coaching a lot of couples and singles around relationships and intimacy. And what I've really noticed is that as much as we're all wanting to kind of manifest these ideal soul aligned relationships, there's a lot of work that we can do kind of getting clear on what we want to show up for and call in. But in my experience, until we kind of do the decluttering work, until we do that healing of our past, there is not the fucking space for that deep aligned love that we're calling in to really show up. And I hope to reveal to you that it's not as scary to actually go back and go into the underworld. When COVID hit this year, my personal journey, I kind of felt this sense that it was my time to really show up for what I perceive as the dark night of the soul journey that we're in and as a collective. And I personally had my initiation through relationship loss. So I feel like my sort of spiritual awakening came through being broken. I was not lucky enough to have one of those like spontaneous Kundalini awakenings. What happened to me was very intense, sort of 16-year-old passionate sort of soul merge, tumultuous relationship that lasted intensely for 2.5 years. And one of those relationships that where you just kind of, you keep breaking up and getting back together. And there's just so much stirring. And then Tom overdosed on methadone and died when I was 19. And it just fucking broke me. And I didn't have any tools to deal with the intensity of the emotions that were going on for me. I did not have the spiritual guidance to understand about the dark night of the soul. And so I really feel like the next 10 years was the journey of resilience that I'm now really passionate about, making it so much easier than what I feel like I went through, figured out alone. And what that journey has been, the gifts of it now, is that it took me 10 years to really be able to fully, honestly stand in genuine gratitude. You know, I would still push a button and wish that hadn't happened, but on another level, I deeply see the gifts that it brought me. It cut down to my core, and it made me ask the big, big, big questions. Like, what the fuck is the point here of anything, right? And in that deep inquiry, there's a deep identity death. And I want to take a moment just to talk about identity death, because in the sort of shamanic and spiritual teachings that I work with, we're often looking for transformation. And we often go to retreats and workshops that are very intense, attempting to kind of break through to our kind of true self or a deeper self. And in my experience, traumatic events and relationship endings in particular, discussion today, can provide those ego deaths. Because what's really happening at the end of a relationship is the me that was identified with being in a relationship with this person, that identity has to die. And so there's this crack. There's a window in time where everything's dissolving. A story is dissolving. And if we have the right tools, and if we can stay present, we can actually turn that very painful moment into a very strong, powerful, catalytic moment in our life that can actually catapult us into a new sense of a deeper part of ourselves. Now, if you're anything like me, many of us, when relationships are ending or we're going through any kind of identity death, it's very natural to, you know, go in kicking and screaming, to cling, to resist, to deny, to avoid, to smush all those difficult emotions down, just to cling. You know, you have to like rip your fingernails from the cliff. Or alternatively, you may rush through them. I also do this. Sometimes we do both. Which is actually just, you know, let's say you're leaving loved ones and going on a trip and you don't know when you're gonna see them again. You know, it can just be like, okay, bye, super fast out the door and just not really process anything on a deep, deep level. So I'm just gonna ask for a little hands up if anybody resonates with either of those kind of polarities of navigating endings. Oh, so a big part of this is being compassionate with ourselves. Yeah, I'm seeing some yeses. I feel like I may be going very fast, but I'm a little bit attached to taking you guys on this journey today. If I start to sound like I'm on speed, give me a heads up. I'll remember to breathe. So there's this idea around the life, death, rebirth, transformational cycle that is kind of inherent in a lot of the sort of fundamental teachings that I work with, particularly within Ista, which is a sort of a shamanic tantric path, where actually we need to keep going through these deaths. And we have to be so compassionate to ourselves because we're aware that there's always going to be a part of ourselves kicking and screaming through that. And yet the more times we go through that cycle, the more we can trust that there, you know, death always leads to, there is a spring at the other side of that winter. So how can we hold ourselves in enough love and tenderness and yet courage and pierce that darkness, knowing that actually if we can go all the way in, that's where there's treasure. And that treasure is going to support us to reemerge in the outside with full gifts of that chapter. Now, unfortunately, our culture today is still very immature when it comes to sexuality and relationships. I'm sure you'll agree, but I'll own it as my opinion. So what I've noticed is that we're emerging out of, you know, hundreds of years of relationship being basically a, sort of a contract. Then we've had, you know, romantic love put on top of that. And yet, even though most of you, I'm guessing, are not currently with a partner that you lost your virginity to, and that you've at least had one or more cycles of falling and connecting and sharing intimacy, both erotically in your heart space with another, only to then have that in some way dissipate and another cycle emerge. Even though I'm going to guess that that's true for almost all of you for sure on this call, and most of us, particularly in Western cultures today, even though we kind of know that, we experience that, that doesn't mean that we're free of the shame that is attached to relationship endings. So I really feel like part of our generation's challenge and medicine to bring to relationships now is to clear this collective shame around relationship endings, that it does not mean something fucked up. It does not mean that we are inherently bad or incapable of love. That it's time to really change the narrative and actually step into a second understanding of maturity, of love, not as the kind of the fairy tale fantasy that we're going to finally find the one that's going to rescue us from ourselves. Many of us go to relationship to avoid ourselves, but actually that love itself is a transformational path. And our love and relationships is one area of massive spiritual and self-development. And we're all in that one almost all the time. And that doesn't make it any easier, but it can at least give us a frame of reference in which to understand and keep our eyes open for the evolutionary gifts that we're going through at all phases of the relationship cycle. And what I see missing at the moment in the conversation is this place around relationship endings. Okay, I'm going to inhale, check the time, 15 minutes. Okay. I will have some time for Q&A, but I'm going to block it so I make sure I get through what I want to get through with you guys. So there's this idea of decluttering. It's the idea that when we finally turn ourselves, you know, inwards and we can see what we're holding, perhaps what we haven't given ourselves time and space to actually, particularly emotionally, feel all the way fully. Most of us have emotional baggage in the basement, metaphorically, that is actually shamanically kind of gold. It's like you've got this oil well that you haven't tapped into yet of energy, and it's sitting there. When we're finally kind of mature or ready enough and we love ourselves enough, we can go back and make sure that our past is not weighing us down. We can transform that baggage instead of something that's preventing us from actually opening up our hearts and giving and receiving love fully and freely and vulnerably and being 110% in. We can turn that baggage and actually make it part of our foundation, that it's part of our wisdom, that we stand in the fullness of what we've already navigated, understanding how it's taught us more about who we are, about our needs and our desires, about our boundaries and our weaknesses, that it's informing us exactly what we want now, that there's not been a misstep, that they've all been powerful blessings that have got us to understand our strengths now. And that's what I feel the gift is of really ending relationships consciously, whether some of you may be on a call because you're in that transition period. There's definitely been a lot of relationship endings over 2020 with the intensity and the immense amount of change that is coming. So how can we honor that the ship has come to its shore? It carried you both on a journey, and now life is taking you in different directions. And there's no necessarily shame in that. The shame could be in the lost opportunity of being able to bless it and honor it and get the gifts of it. So a main challenge for most of us, maybe not those of you that are so into this particular challenge, but collectively our emotional body has been judged and shamed, suppressed and denied. Most of us have been taught or now believe ourselves that many of our emotions are somehow bad or negative, and that it's not okay to feel them, that it makes us a bad person to have rage in our system or depression. Like there's a lot of mental judgments, and most of us don't know physically what to do when we have intense energies like that in our system. So what we do, most of us, is we suppress them and we give them to the body to hold. And that can lead to eventually physical issues and dis-ease. The alternative for many of us is we project them out. So that's often what happens in relating. Let's say I'm feeling irritated and resentful, and I've got some suppressed anger. I could just turn on the international news and get really angry about politics right now and vibrate all that suppressed anger that's inside me, but associate it with something that's going on outside of me. So it becomes very tricky to know what is ours and what is somebody else's when we each have sort of suppressed emotional baggage. So I kind of consider the work that I do all about vibration and energy signatures. And so the work I do is really focused on how do we get really curious to become masterful about emotional intelligence. And in Tantra, we talk about three keys: breath, sound, and movement. And I'm going to show a video in a minute or two that's going to give you, I think it's 4 emotional intelligence tools that are here to support you to have an embodied practice so that you can turn towards your emotional energies in your body rather than suppress them or try to project them outwards. And now what the reason we do these tools is really because it's really good for our physical health, for one. It's great for your overall energetic aliveness. When we don't suppress our emotions, we get all these kind of emotional blocks. And as I'm sure you guys are aware, it's those emotional blocks that then kind of erupt on you. They take you by surprise and they can take you down in your next relationship where you suddenly have like World War III break out over burnt toast with your future partner, you know, because they said one little thing and then 20 years of suppressed rage just rush through your body. So these, in the video, you're going to see a few tools that I want to invite you guys to actually practice right now as you're watching them. It's going to get you to stand up, move your body, use your breath, deep breaths into your body and move, and then exhale with sound. And the sounding is often the tricky part. So just check that. I mean, you may not hear it. I grew up in the UK where, you know, British, you don't tend to make a lot of sound. If someone asks you how you are, you just say, "I'm fine, thank you." So being even too happy is not okay. You can't be like, "I'm amazing." People get upset. So we've been taught to live in a very narrow band of emotional frequency. This is your permission. Give yourself permission to flex your emotional intensity and make some sound and embody different vibrations. Daniela, whenever you're ready, I would love you to show that video.
Hello, welcome to the Sanctuary Guatemala. I am excited to share with you some emotional release tools. Our emotional body is such a fundamental part of our human technology, but for myself, and it seems like for most of us, we've had next to no practical information about how to connect to this extremely powerful part of ourselves. There's many reasons we would want to connect to our emotional body and to vibrate it. There's 3 keys I want to give you straight away to work with our emotional body, and they are sound, breath, and movement. This is the most exquisite instrument you will ever get to work with, is your body. So when you give yourselves permission to tune into what you're experiencing in your inner worlds and use this incredible sacred temple vehicle of yours to express it using your breath, sound, and movement. Energy can flow in your system. Vibrating our emotional body using breath, sound, and movement supports us to have vibrant health, clear areas of stagnancy in our being, in our energy field. Most likely in today's exploration, we hope that we're going to find blockages, often in our heart, of unresolved, often emotional knots. And today we're going to have an opportunity to vibrate that into movement again. We can use emotional release tools to expand our energy field, to clear blockages, but also to access wisdom. The emotional body is considered part of our feminine side of our human technology, and within our emotions lay great gifts of insights, aha moments, if we learn to lean into them. Often one of the big challenges we face when we start to do emotional vibrational work is our culture has taught us to judge emotions as the good ones and the bad ones. And really for most of us, be unique to you, your family, your culture, but generally, we try to spend all of our life trying to be in the good emotions. We're trying to be happy, loving, peaceful, funny, empathic. And we're desperately trying to control our life so that we avoid feeling things like anger, rage, grief, right? However, in the shamanic work we do, we want full flexibility. Just like you go and do yoga and you don't just try to do right triangles, you want full flexibility in your emotional body. You go to the gym and you want to exercise everything. Today, I hope this can be a point for you to give yourself access to the fullness of your emotional body in all its colors and all its flavors. Often, those trapped balls of energy in our emotional body is because we don't know yet how to love and understand the wisdom and value of certain flavors of the emotional body. So whether that's really allowing yourself to feel grief, to let it open up your heart, let it connect you with that deep connection, compassion to the human condition, or whether you're frightened of your rage, the intense power of feeling anger flowing through your body, it's so powerful it often makes us shake. To learn how to keep breathing, giving it sound, so that you can expand this energy rather than trying to contract, tense up, or avoid experiencing what these emotions feel like fully in your body. It is safe for you to feel these emotions. And every time you give yourself permission to feel them, to create a safe space so that these energies can vibrate, you actually create your power and mastery to be a sovereign being on this planet. So before embarking on an emotional release session, there's a couple of safety tips that support me that I want to share. One is I'm going to remove all my jewelry, including necklaces, so that I can really move my body freely and shake and not hurt myself. Second step is to clear a space so that you have the right pillows or cushions that allow you to also not break anything. So if you can clear a space, move anything glass or anything that might break far away from your release space. Three, check in with those around you, friends or family or neighbors. Sometimes making sound is not always experienced as healing and may scare others. So if you're sharing a house with others, maybe let them know that you're going to do some emotional release practices and that you're okay. So there are a multitude of different ways we can move our body to support us to express emotional energy. I'm going to share with you four tips and four tools that we show in the ISTA trainings that I believe will support you, particularly for our workshop today. The first one is shaking. Shaking is a natural phenomenon in the body. You can do this on a very light scale, allowing the movement to begin in your hips, whether that's front and back or side to side, adding your breath and letting any sound out. One note about sound. It's not always that the louder the sound, the more releasing you're doing. It's about giving yourself permission to go from very quiet to very loud, if possible in your house right now, but to be authentic. I've had some of the most powerful releases on very soft sound vibrations, but they've matched what I was feeling on the inside. The second tool I'm going to show is the hand scream. What this involves is taking a deep breath in, down to your belly. The belly region is considered the home of the emotional body. You're going to clench your stomach muscles and make a deep, deep sound. So it's not really a scream, it's more like a roar. So go for the lowest sound you can. Contract the muscles around your belly. Breathe in and block the air as it comes out. And feel that restriction and tension. And in that, there's something satisfying about roaring into your hands. You can also do this into a pillow. And if you need to be silent, it's possible to do the hand scream totally silently, just letting the air escape from your mouth. The third tool I'm going to demonstrate is called the grief ritual. I call it Why God. It's amazing for existential crises, possibly like the one we find ourselves in today. It involves opening up the chest, placing the arms behind the head for full expansion of the chest, taking a deep breath into the heart, and letting out any sound that you find there. The final tool I want to share with you today is called pillow hitting. You want to make sure that you do this tool in a way that protects your back. You're going to only be hitting the pillow with the side of your arms, not punching, and also protecting that you don't hurt your neck. So you'll be going up and hitting the pillow down with the full scope of your arms. With all of these tools, remember to breathe fully and give yourself permission to let out sound. So in our exploration today, as you start to share, when you feel emotional energy start to activate inside you, please allow yourself to breathe and give it a sound. We actually want to use the story to help us connect with this part of ourselves. Once you're actually connected and you're feeling your emotions stir, my request is you let go of the story and you use one of these tools and you go into breath, sound, and movement, because that's actually where the shamanic process is going to really take place as we drop a layer out of our head and into our energy system. We are going to be dropping into some small pod shares. At the end of every pod share, we will have time as a group to drop into a few minutes of emotional release tools. So I want to invite you to grab a pillow and set up your space so that you can really give yourself permission to dive into this experience fully and get the gold.
Okay, everyone, I hope you gave yourself permission to just try even one of those tools, because of course, like all these things, it can be fun for the brain, but until we put it into practice, nothing shifts. Now, the reason we started there is to give you a couple of tools so that we could actually do a journey. I've just been scanning some of the questions and I just want to speak into a few of them. Paloma, you mentioned, how do you help yourself stop overthinking when you know your past relationship wasn't right, but your brain is, you know, it keeps chewing on it. Ugh, know that place. My sense of what's happening is, on the mental level, our mind is repeating because there's still energetic and emotional connection, and we haven't fully completed on other levels. Because, as many of you know, you may have forgiven someone, and the mind, like, let's talk about parents. For just a shift, you know, you may understand rationally that your parents did the best they could, you know, and they came from their parents, and you can see, you know, what they had to deal with. So it's like your mind can come to a certain peace, but that doesn't mean the healing has gone through the multiple layers of our humanness, of our human technology, I call it. And for many of us, we don't know how to work with having clarity and completion on the emotional level, which is why these tools support, let alone the energetic level. So part of what I work with the resilience journey
is to have that multi-level closure. So again, it's pointing that there's more closure to be done. And hopefully that doesn't necessarily feel like, ugh, you know, a weight. It means that there's a gift there. The reason that the energy hasn't fully come into completion is because there's some wisdom that you haven't really chewed through yet. There's more to digest, I would say. Someone asked how to get closure with someone who's no longer in your life. The process that I work with, again, you can do this with people that have passed over. You can do this with relationships long, long, long time ago. Because again, the way we work is kind of like life is a hologram. And actually what we do have some sovereignty over is how we're holding it in our inner worlds. And when we actually do energetic changes in our inner worlds and we shift and find the closure and the peace actually through these multiple layers of self, that's where the freedom lies. So there's always work we can do. And I use emotional intelligence tools, a lot of journaling, but also energetic clearing processes through ritual. And I personally came from a very I wouldn't say it was atheist, but very like London, non-spiritual, woo-woo. Like I was not into any kind of ritual spaces growing up. It's really only in the last, say, 10 years that I've come to understand how fundamentally powerful it is. And I'm a big believer about we create our own rituals that are meaningful to us. This is not about following outside lists of things to do. And it's about us owning our own creative capacity. And that's what I find the most powerful. Let me do one more question, then we're going to jump on in. How do you know if an ending to the relationship is what's truest for you, or if you have a tendency to be avoidant, or if you prefer solitude? Oh, I love this question. Okay, it's a big question. For me, I identified as avoidant. I think for me in my journey, the intensity of that relationship loss and the pain and the emotional waves that I didn't have capacity to navigate made me avoid intimacy for a long time. It was quite a conscious defense mechanism, if I'm honest. I just didn't see the point. So I wrestled with, of course, wanting intimacy and not wanting to risk emotional intensity. Again, for me, not again, I haven't spoken about this. It's the ultimate relationship that we're all in until death do we part is the one we have with ourselves. And that relationship, when we're prioritizing that relationship and we're creating safety here and we're creating emotional honesty here, and I'm creating a safe space for me to actually be present and feel what I'm feeling, and I'm listening and I'm getting the information of those emotions, and I'm doing, yeah, I'm running my sexual energy and I'm in my own juiciness, let's say, then my cup runneth over. And from there, I have something to give to another, as opposed to kind of being in the drought and looking for something outside of myself to fill me, or for something outside of myself to distract me from the uncomfortableness I'm feeling here. So hopefully that answers that. It's like, it almost always comes back to how am I showing up for my relationship with myself? Whether you're in a celibacy path, a monogamous chapter, you're doing open relating, there's always this coming back to self. Okay, I'm gonna come back to questions. I feel like I'm on a bit of a marathon or sprint. So we have a little taster of some of these emotional intelligence tools, and that's just working on one layer, but it's such a transformational layer to work on. If you guys are willing, what I want to do is ask you to think of a heart relationship. It doesn't have to be with a lover. It could be a parent or a boss or someone, but someone that touched your heart that ended in a way that you recognize you're not fully at peace with. So just close your eyes. Ask yourself for the one that is right for you to work with right now, and just let that person emerge. And if you're courageous, we're gonna do a very precise inquiry. So I invite you to participate. When you found that person in your heart, if you have a pillow, I want you to put a pillow and face that pillow. And you're going to put your hands on that pillow and you're going to call them in energetically. We're going to do a little ritual here. Just name them out loud. Say their name, say their full name if you know it. Own that you are thinking about this being, whether they're alive or dead. So I'm going to give you a moment now to put your hands on this pillow, speak their name. Now I'm going to be timing you guys, so we're going to do this pretty quickly. So step one, out loud. It's very important when we use our voice, our words are vibration, they're spelling. Unfiltered. You don't have to be the nice girl, the polite girl. You say whatever the F you want to say, okay? You're going to have 3 minutes. And you need to tell a synopsis of the story, the chapter that you went on with this person. And you need to say it in present tense. So for example, in my life, it would be like, I'm 19 years old. I walk into a pub in London and I see this man called Tom. And I just keep doing it in present tense. I keep going through time. So we're going to use present tense. And you're kind of recapitulating the entire chapter. But you've only got 3 minutes, so I know you can't do everything. Just see what comes up for you. Talk about how you felt, what was going on for you, how it meant. What was the story of this chapter? Yeah? Okay, out loud, starting now. Don't think it, just go. If you feel emotions arising, welcome them. Just keep going, use your breath. Just another few seconds, keep going, keep making sounds on your exhales. Even if you finish with your words, just take big breaths and be with what you're feeling. Then we're going to do 1 minute of shaking or emotional release. Okay, you guys, I'm going to ask you to pause wherever you are. Take a deep breath in and let out some sound. So just breathing all the way down to your belly. Oh, I'm going to get you to stand up and shake that body. Shake your body and now really practice sounding with every exhale. Oh. You may want to try a pillow scream. Woo!
or a pillow hitting or a why God. Just breathe into your heart. Oh, honoring that you may have activated your precious emotional body. And we celebrate the emotional energy that's moving through you right now. This is linked to your power. It has creative power. So we're not trying to get rid of it. We're trying to allow it to flow through us because it's got wisdom. Oh, use it to expand. Imagine it's expanding you. Oh. Okay, we have a second part. So I'm going to invite you now to sit back down, but change sides. So now sit in the pillow. Sit where that pillow was. You're going to become the other person. You're going to become your ex-partner or this person that you are working with. Sit in their seat. Same thing again, except now you are this person. So for example, in my situation, I am Tom now, and I'm going to tell my story. And again, this isn't a mind game. This is a shamanic process. Don't think about it. Just open your mouth and see what comes out. So in my case, it would be like, I'm 28. I'm sitting in this bar. I see this girl comes in and focus on what do you feel? What do you need? Your 3 minutes start now. Just go for it. See what happens. Allow your emotions and say it out loud. Allow your emotions, give them a sound. And don't keep this inside your head, say it out loud if you can. Just a few more seconds. And when you're ready, I'm going to invite you to stand up and just let your body move, to shake, to breathe. And please, please, please let there be sound. It can be very soft sound, but give yourself permission to use sound to support you right now. To come down out of the mind and into the body. Opening up the throat. Deep breaths with sound, every exhale loud enough for you to hear yourself now. Oh. Oh. Remember, there's also the hand scream, the pillow scream, or this why God. Oh. And then in the next 30 seconds or slowly coming back to your seat, but sitting back in your original place. And again, feel into what feels true for you, but I'm going to invite you to sit back in your original seat and take a moment and just put your hands on your heart and your belly. Just take a moment to breathe into yourself, maybe close the eyes. Just honor all the life force that is moving inside. You take a moment to honor your courage, your ability to feel, your willingness to feel, your desire to welcome more peace, more completion, that there's gifts here for you, that there's wisdom coming through you here. We're going to move into just a few minutes of ceremony, and this is, we're all at unique situations and stages, but I'm going to ask you power questions, and if words come, I'm going to invite you to speak them out loud. If nothing comes, trust that. So as you place your hands back on this pillow and you more intentionally speak to this other, and just share one or two things that you're grateful for, either about this person or about the relationship. See if you can name at least one thing you're grateful for. And please speak this out loud, not in the mind. Let them hear you. Just one. Keep breathing and sounding as you do. Keep alive with the emotions inside you. Okay, the second power question is about self-growth. What have you learned about yourself, maybe your needs or your desires? Is there one thing that you learned about yourself, your needs or your desires that you can own? Again, what can you share? What have you learned about yourself? Share one thing. How have you grown from this journey? And our next question is, if there's anything you feel you want to apologize for authentically, like this is healthy shame, something that you regret, maybe an event in particular or something in a behavior once, just one thing, speak it out loud, put it on the table. You're doing amazing, you guys. The next power question is owning one thing that you're grieving. What is something that you miss? This can be something super little, like the way you used to make pancakes on Sundays, or it can be something very big. But just name one thing that your heart misses. Then I invite you to share, what is a gift? What is something that you're taking with you from this relationship? There's just two more. So I invite you guys to take a deep breath in through your heart, through your belly, and just come Hold your heart for a second. Just make a big breath with sound. What are you calling in for your life, for your heart? What is your sacred desire? Give yourself permission to own it, to name it, to speak it out loud now. And then when you're ready, I invite you to put your hands on the pillow and see if you can find words of blessings to this other. Is there a place in you that can wish them well? Wish them some blessing. See what words can come. Don't force it, but see what's authentically there. Now, taking a deep breath, I'm going to invite you to put your hands back on your own heart. Breathing into this central cross of our energy system. Just taking a moment, see if you can smile to yourself. This is the primary relationship that we're in, each with ourselves, this epic life journey that we're all on. Just take a moment and feel that you're holding yourself, that in a very short time, you dived into some very profound territory. Yeah. Just take a moment of genuine appreciation for your amazingness, for this epicness that's possible, that moves through you. And just see if you can receive that. Can you breathe your own appreciation into yourself? Then I'm going to ask you to just feel in your body, through your energy body, especially around your heart and your belly, if there's any desire or request, if this feels right to you, to kind of call your energy back from this relationship through the eyes of love. Yeah, this isn't like a cutting or a pulling away. We're just pulling our energy back from love so that we have our wholeness. We're reclaiming our wholeness and we're returning their energy to them, owning their wholeness. So we're intending for pure alignment rather than entanglement and attachment or hooking or codependency. So sometimes that can look like a physical gesture, but we're doing this with our minds and our imaginations and our intention and our breath. So I invite you to find a gesture as you intend this, if that feels right for you, to just call your energy back through love to yourself as you step fully into your now. That your past is a part of a solid foundation for you, that you're not leaking energy from the past, that your energy is with you. And that through love, you are releasing any of your own clinging or attachment and returning their energies to their fullness, honoring their wholeness and sovereignty as a blessing. Knowing that energy still flows between you, but that it's in alignment, that it's in love, that it's for your highest, that it's for your evolution. And then just notice how you feel. Keep breathing, keep sounding. I also invite you just to kind of stretch up and maybe just feel all the way around you in space. You may need to shake a little bit more to see what your body needs. My dear ones, I know that was sharp and short and intense, but I hope that you have a flavor of how much we can do, how much we can use and dive into the past to find intense amounts of life force that we can then use through ritual, clear ourselves of toxic shame, get many gifts from the emotional intelligence tools and get so many clarity about our gifts and who we are and where we're going now. It's been an honor. Danielle, I know you have some last words, so maybe I'll hand over to you. And okay.
Great. Thank you. Thank you so much, Araminta. So powerful. Oh, I'm always so moved by this work. I really, really resonated with holding ourselves in tenderness so that we can really find these gifts. So thank you again so much for this. If you all would like to continue the discussion, please join our Facebook group and the coffee break sessions. You can connect with other participants. Thank you once again to our channel sponsor, Ilan Stefani, for making this possible. If you enjoyed the session as much as I truly did, you can buy the full library of recordings to digest in your own time. I know that is always needed for me. In addition to the recordings, you will also receive a learning list so you can work your way through it in a logical way. I'm looking forward to the rest of the sessions that we still have coming up. Don't forget that you get 50% off of the recordings if you get it during the conference. Thank you so much for joining us today. Araminta, tell us.
It was so condensed. I just want to say that obviously I do a 5-week online resilience journey. If you're interested in finding out more, just go to my website, aramintabarbara.com. Anyone that there's a pop-up, it'll go to it. You'll get $100 off, but I'll also send anybody that registers in the next 48 hours an overview of what we just did. Okay. And also some tips for integration. So just go to aramintabarbara.com. You'll also get that voucher, but I just want to make sure that you guys get a little bit more because it was intense and condensed. So thank you.
Do you have any other last minute embodiment tips you want to leave us with, or top embodiment tip?
The top one is probably self-pleasure and emotional intelligence tools too.
Perfect. Beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you again so much. So good to see you again. Thank you, everyone.